I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We got to have a drive.
23 left. 23 left.
Win. 1, 2, 3.
Now, breakfast with the Bills, fantasy style. Here's Derek Kramer and Lou DiBiase.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome into Breakfast with the Bills, fantasy style. Derek Kramer, Louis DiBiase, hanging out with you here today, getting Bills game pregame started with you. We're getting you ready for the 1 p.m. kickoff between the Buffalo Bills and the New York Giants with John Murphy and Eric Wood calling the play-by-play from the Northwest Broadcast booth. Northwest Bank increasing the value of you. Today's game brought to you by Independent Health, here to help you get and stay healthy. The Bills, the Giants, as Buffalo looks to get to 2-0, and Louis is in the studios with a very loud AC.
That's right.
Wow. That is really loud.
By the way, you said they start off 2-0. They could start off 2-0 today for the first time since 2014 when Mr. EJ Manuel was running the show back then. Sammy Watkins, CJ Spiller. It was that they beat the Bears week one, and then they routed the Miami Dolphins at home.
So. Well, Louis?
5 years it could be since they went 2-0.
We've got ourselves a chance to look at the Bills and the Giants, but the first thing that you want to look for is how is the weather going to look out there in East Rutherford this afternoon?
Yeah, look at 1 p.m. weather here in East Rutherford. It's going to be 79 degrees, Derek. 0% chance for precipitation, and that will be continued throughout the game up until 7 o'clock tonight over there. 80 degrees, no chance of rain. So the Bills, both them and the Giants, have an opportunity for big offensive days. The weather will not get in the way of that. And the weather is brought to you today by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, people are going to look at this game, Louis, and they're going to possibly be, fans might be looking at this and thinking, hey, this could be a bit of a, you know, like an easy win kind of thing. I'm not too sure about that, and we have several reasons why, but before we get into more of Bills and Giants, good Lord, that AC is loud. Before we get more into that, though, if you have fantasy football questions, that's what the purpose of this show is. It is Breakfast with the Bills fantasy style. Therefore, if you have a question, you can tweet at us. I'm at Derek Kramer 49. He is at DiBiase LOE. Mm-hmm. And you could also text it to 550-550. We will read them on the text board. We will hit them in rapid fire. I'll answer them throughout the show also, as I always do, and I always have. I have fun trying to help you get to that next level in the fantasy league, in your fantasy teams, and helping them try to win. Or I could be the guy that you blame for not winning your fantasy
league. We had pretty good days. We had a pretty good week one last week helping some
people out.
So let's hope we get to 2-2 here. 2-4-2.
My favorite was Lamar Jackson over Cam Newton.
That's right, and he did it without even running the football. He had 6 rushing yards, and he still ended up putting up 40 points around most standard leagues.
And we'll go around the league, and we'll talk about some of our favorite players heading into today's action throughout the weekend. Bills-Giants, it starts here, though, and one of the biggest reasons I was looking forward to getting the show started again, other than the fact that we get the show started again and you get to make your debut on the show here, Louis, is this Bills offense from a year ago to where it is today is so much more fantasy relevant.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It helps. It courses through my veins how relevant and how exciting they could be. Last week, the Bills offensive figures were actually like middle of the pack, mediocre looking. And that was a refreshing change of pace, actually, for this team. It was one of those things where this team actually looked like an average to possibly maybe even better than that offensive team. If not for those turnovers, I think the figures would have been better for them. Josh Allen looked relatively solid, I would say. And then you also have this team looking like a solid group overall with the receiving core, mainly John Brown. Brown and Beasley in this passing game are going to be going up against what looks to be a very bad Giants secondary.
A Giants secondary that gave up 158 yards to Michael Gallup last week with the Cowboys, 106 yards to Amari Cooper. Randall Cobb had 70 in his own right. So, I mean, Dak Prescott last week, the Bills offense has, this is a very fantasy relevant week for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, you were just encouraged last week too to see that Sean McDermott, Brian Daboll, the Bills really committed to continuing to throw the football. Last year was really mostly about, because LeSean McCoy was such a disappointment, it was, can Josh Allen get you another solid week on the ground? But this year, he's going to be able to do it through the air, and I'm very encouraged by what he and John Brown can do against this Giants defense that allowed Dak Prescott to go 25 of 32 last week, 405 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Josh Allen this week. I love John Brown, who's coming off a 7-reception game for 123 yards. That was also against another suspect secondary with the New York Jets. So, I'm really buying Josh Allen and John Brown specifically in this matchup.
Yeah, John Brown was the one that comes over, and one of the first things I was noticing in camp was, hey, John Brown's looking legit. He might not just be that speed guy that he was best known for in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He's running all these routes. He's able to get separation in many ways, and you saw that against the Jets defense that is better than the Giants when they're going to see here today. The question isn't going to be whether this defense can stand up. It's going to be, can this offense produce against what is seen as a weak defense? And it starts with Josh Allen, and I think that Josh Allen is a solid QB play today.
Yeah.
I think that this is a guy that you can start him dependent on who you've got. If you, for example, if you're going to be asking me like Russell Wilson or Josh Allen, I'm probably going to lean Wilson because, I mean, it's Russell Wilson. The guy has been doing it for so long at this point. However, I'm also going ahead and I'm thinking to myself, hey, Josh Allen might be a solid play here today. I do like his matchup against the Giants. I do like the rhythm passing that they were putting in. And, of course, he manages to undo most of his damage that he did to himself in the turnovers with a couple of touchdowns late in order to come back against the Jets. I like this matchup. I like the way that he looked in week one. There's no way that I can go ahead and say, unless it's against a bona fide starter, I would say playing Josh Allen, not a bad idea here today.
I was going to say, if you were a franchise that fantasy owner that waited on quarterbacks, say you kind of went with a duo of a Josh Allen and let's say Kyler Murray, who plays the Baltimore Ravens today, I would be in favor of going towards Josh Allen this week. And if you remove, Derek, if you remove those turnovers last week, I thought Josh Allen would have been a solid play week one. He did have a rushing touchdown. He had 38 yards on the ground on top of 254 yards passing, a touchdown through the air, really sharp in the fourth quarter. So if he can really pick up where he left off late in the game against the Jets at MetLife Stadium, against the Giants this week. Again, I think when you talk about last week, what the Giants allowed when it comes to Dak Prescott, I'm very excited for because Josh Allen, just like Prescott, can do damage on the ground. And like Prescott, people are still kind of up in the air about whether he can stay consistent as a passer. But regardless, this Giants defense for me, you said it earlier in the show that this might not be the blowout. I don't know. This Giants team, outside of maybe the Miami Dolphins, I think is the safest bet for fantasy at least. You can bank on the opposing offense putting up production. I mean, pass rush-wise, secondary-wise, this Giants team is just not a matchup that I fear as a fantasy owner whatsoever. So I'm buying the Bills today, specifically Josh Allen. Really excited about John Brown, for sure. Like you said, not just in the deep game, but intermediate and short as well. You look at last year, the first, I would say, 6 weeks of the season, when he was healthy with Joe Flacco healthy, they were killing it together. John Brown was very fantasy relevant. He really didn't drop off until Lamar Jackson took over and they became a run-centric offense. So those two are, to me, starts. You got to put those guys in your lineup unless you have a Russell Wilson or an elite player at those positions. I like Allen and John Brown in your lineups today.
All right, so we move on here with the Bills offense, and one of the biggest questions is Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary managed to – oh, hey, the AC is off. Devin Singletary managed to, despite limited touches, put up a solid day in PPR formats for a flex. And the question becomes, do you flex him here today against the Giants, despite the fact that Frank Gore is there, despite the fact that TJ Yeldon is there? Devin Singletary played 70% of the snaps in week one. and still with limited touches had a productive fantasy day. I'm playing him. I'm aware of the risk, but I also think that Devin Singletary is too good to avoid not having an impact here this afternoon.
You would hope with him playing that many snaps that he would have got more touches. What was it? He didn't get a snap, I think, until late in the third quarter. Still ended up on just 5 receptions, put up 30 yards receiving, and then rushing 70 yards on 4 carries. So 98 yards total for Devin Singletary in his NFL debut. Yes, you do still have Frank Gore there atop the depth chart, but Devin Singletary started off the game last week as the starting running back. So I really like Singletary, and to put into comparison, Derek, like you look at Leonard Fournette last week for the Jaguars, had 17 touches and he only had 94 yards. So Singletary was very efficient with his touches last week. I think you will see, as long as the snap increase continues or it at least plateaus, stays consistent. Even if it doesn't increase, I think the touches will increase. So Devin Singletary, very interesting flex option this week.
Now, I would say he's almost a slam dunk flex option at this point in a deeper league.
Low end RB2?
The question becomes, is he RB2 territory? Fantasy Pros actually has him ranked at 24, which in a 12-team league would rank you into RB2 status. I'm going to play a game with you here. I'm going to play this or that. You know, which one of these guys would you rather have
in this sort of thing?
All right. Devin Singletary or LeSean McCoy with the Chiefs against Oakland today?
Ooh, I would go Singletary over McCoy this week.
All right. And then let's see. Devin Singletary against Devontae Freeman and the Eagles matchup.
I'm not into Freeman at all. He has not had a lot of success against the Eagles the past couple weeks. The Falcons run offense suspect last week, and the Eagles front, I think, is going to continue to make him struggle.
All right. Aaron Jones, Matt Breda, and Kerryon Johnson all ranking ahead of Singletary this week. Would you take him over any of those three? I would take him over Aaron Jones.
I was about to say Aaron Jones. I like Breida ahead of him. Who was the other guy? Kerryon
Johnson.
I like Kerryon Johnson, too. I would take him ahead of Aaron Jones. I am very nervous about Aaron Jones against the Vikings this week, not only because Jamal Williams continues to get touches in that offense, but the Vikings defense looked stellar against a good Falcons offense last week.
It is a talented front seven, and we've had these sorts of talks with Minnesota for a while. The Vikings have had a steady defense. They're going to continue to be that sort of thing. So I would say Devin Singletary lands into RB2 fringe territory here today and is a solid flex play here against the Giants.
Yeah, I think he's a slam dunk flex. As long we got to see the touch increase, so I'm kind of going into it more hesitant here. With RB2, it really depends on who else you have. Like you said, I mean, if it's a guy like Aaron Jones, I would consider it. But it's kind of very similar to a lot of other rookie running backs across the league. You want to see that consistency, that reliability first, because you can see the talent and the efficiency on the field when they do get the football.
Like I said, if you've got fantasy questions, by the way, you can text us at 550-550. You can tweet at us at DerekKramer49 or at DBSELOE. And maybe even if there's time to squeeze in a call, like with Larry in South Florida. Larry, good morning. Breakfast with the Bills. You're on here with me and Lou here.
Hey, Lou and Derek, thanks. I appreciate you guys bringing this the show back on. So two quick questions. I know, Derek, you answered my first one on text. Brady versus Wentz. My only – obviously, got to go Brady in my opinion, but my concern is if that running game takes off and it's over by halftime. But my other question after you guys hit that one is, in my flex, do I want Landry? Do I want Giovanni Bernard? I don't know if Mixon's going today or not, or Miles Sanders, and I'd love your feedback, fellas.
Larry, thanks for the call, man. And it's always good to hear from you. Larry!
I like Miles Sanders out of those three.
Of course you do.
In real terms, like, you look at Vikings-Falcons last week, not only did Dalvin Cook have a top fantasy week for running backs, but Alexander Mattison in his own right at the backup running back spot for the Minnesota Vikings, he ended up running for 49 yards on like 6 carries. So I think the Falcons run defense right now is suspect. The Eagles have one of the better offensive lines in football. And then, you know, I think Giovanni Bernard, I don't know, man, the 49ers defense looked really good last week. Jarvis Landry against that Jets defense, if I had to rank it, I'd probably go Sanders is the riskier play, but I think he has the more upside versus Landry. If you want to go safe, go Landry. I think Bernard falls third out of all of them, to be honest with you.
Yes, I would agree with all of that. Yeah. And as for the quarterback thing, Larry, the one thing I will say about the Patriots is, since when does Bill Belichick enjoy employing mercy on a team?
That is fair. You don't think we'll see Jarrett Stidham today?
We will, probably in the fourth quarter. But you saw what Lamar Jackson did in three quarters against Miami.
Yeah, that's true. And Antonio Brown's playing today.
Yep.
Yeah, I would lean towards Brady there for sure. I think it's going to be a big day. At least the Dolphins are going to look cool getting blown out. They're wearing their old vintage white unis in the 70s today.
Now, the good news is that while we don't have to talk much about the Giants, that means that we have more time this segment to get some of your calls in here as well, like John in North Carolina. John, what's going on? You're on Breakfast with the Bills Fantasy Style.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. First, I think the Bills are going to win big. I know one of you said that you're really afraid to say that, but I think they're down to like their fifth wide receiver because if Lattimore is out, so I think I don't think the Giants have anything against our defense. But on to the fantasy football, you guys talked about LeSean McCoy versus Singletary, but I have both LeSean McCoy and Damian Williams. I was wondering what you guys thought. Singletary versus Damian Williams.
I've been going back and forth with this one because McCoy last week did have, in his own right, much like Singletary, very efficient in his touches. 81 yards on 10 carries. He was averaging 8.1 yards a pop. So I think McCoy eventually takes over that backfield, but I think the touches are still going to be in favor of Williams this week.
Okay. And the other one I had, Hockenson's versus Andrews from Baltimore.
Ooh.
No, this is not as hard for me. And John, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. And I'll get to the Bills Giants point right after this. My big thing is TJ Hockenson looks like he's just going to be that consistent weapon all throughout.
Yeah.
Whereas Andrews might have gotten that bump by playing Miami.
I don't know, though, because he was Lamar's number one guy all last year.
I think they didn't have
Hollywood Brown.
In terms of talent, I do think that it's going to be Hockenson overall over Andrews, and I'm just
even
going
though against
off
the Chargers defense versus the Ravens got the Cardinals defense this week,
yeah,
which is the
worse
team that Hockenson had a big day against.
Yes,
I'm going Mark Andrews to be honest.
Either way, I don't think you're losing this one, John.
Yeah, that's so close. I mean, that they're in the same tier.
It's an enviable position that you're in,
right? I can't find myself getting into that tight end position, but getting into his Bills thing, Derek, we didn't talk about the Giants offense versus the
and we
Bills
will do
defense.
That.
Yeah.
We will do that. But first, football season, it's federal meat season, by the way. Fire up the grill with Federal Meat's juicy and delicious Italian sausage, mild or hot, with super tasty with peppers or onions or spinach and feta. Game day and every day, Federal Meat's makes it special. Taste the difference Fresh makes at Federal Meat's. Now, going to the Giants, here is the one, and I mean literally one reason I think that this game could be closer than people think. It's Saquon Barkley. That's it. That is my only reason, and I'm sticking to it. Maybe Evan Engram, but mostly Saquon Barkley. Barkley is that guy that can help keep you in a game even if you're getting blown out of it. This is all actually dependent on one thing. If the Bills start hot in the first quarter, then things get ugly. If the Giants are close within the first quarter, that means that they can use Barkley more, and that might give the Bills fits as good of a defense, as great of a defense this unit may be. Saquon Barkley is that good. So if the Giants manage to get an early score, or if the Bills manage to not put things down right there in the first quarter with a 14-0 lead, for example, you could be looking at some problems.
I still think you're giving the Giants too much credit.
I'm giving Saquon too much credit.
Yeah, but look, he was averaging 11 yards a carry last week. He had 120 yards against Dallas, but they weren't really in that game ever.
That's the thing, is that they didn't get him the ball.
It's just weightless numbers.
They don't give this man the ball enough.
Yeah, that's true, but this is the... Okay, in fairness, if he gets a lot of touches early on, because he only had 11 carries because they were getting blown out, if the Bills do get off to an early start, kind of like, let's look at last year. This game, I'm going to compare it to last year's game against the Jets, when the offense for the Bills, with Matt Barkley under center, be it as it may, started off on fire. I could really see a similar path today. I love the Bills matchup against this Giants defense. And then like that, Saquon, yes, the touches would kind of spread out here. I just don't think Barkley is good enough to carry, or he is good enough, but the position of running back, he is not going to be able to carry this Giants team if everything else is lacking like it was last week. He will look, from a fantasy perspective, he's going to produce. At the same time, though, the Bills did pretty good against Le'Veon Bell last week on 17 carries. They held him to just 3.5 yards a carry. And while, yes, Saquon Barkley, younger, better than Le'Veon Bell right now. He's not coming off a year where he didn't play football. Le'Veon Bell in his own right is still a star running back, one of the top-tier backs in the NFL. And yes, he did get 92 yards from scrimmage, a touchdown in the receiving game, plus a two-point conversion. But at the same time, I didn't think he had like one of these world-beating games. So I think you could see a very similar path for Saquon today. But if it gets out of hand quick, it could be like it was last week where you need him to do most of his damage in the first two quarters.
Yeah, it's really tricky. I mean, this is all dependent on the Bills' offense, really just making sure they do their job.
And I think
today,
they're going to do it. I think what the line was like minus two. I think that's too low. I think the Bills should be bigger favorites, even though they're on the road for the second straight week.
Well, this
I
is
love
how you
matchup.
Do it. You prove yeah. it with this sort of game. You have to prove it. And this is one of those, like, I'm not scared of the trip and shoot yourself in the foot loss here, but I am scared that it could be closer than people might think. That's the thing I'm worried about. I'm not worried about them winning. I'm just worried about, are you guys going to give me some sort of like increased heart rate here today?
As long as Eli Manning's the quarterback, I won't believe that to be true.
All right, that's a fair counterpoint. But that's for today, and that's something that we're going to have to look into. That's something that we're going to give you pregame coverage of all throughout the afternoon up until the 1 p.m. kickoff this afternoon at MetLife Stadium. But tomorrow on WGR Sports Radio 550, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Howard and Jeremy break the game down in the morning. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with John Murphy and Steve Tasker at noon. Shopin Bulldog followed up at 3 p.m., featuring Bills safety Micah Hyde. And then Monday Night Football at 8 p.m. with the Browns and the Jets over on our sister station at ESPN 1520, because Buffalo Bills Football Monday has a pinch of hockey as Sabres preseason action, the Sabres and Penguins on WGR at 7 p.m. Buffalo Bills Football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Coming back from the break, we'll hit around the league. We will go around looking at our favorite matchups, looking at our favorite players that we want to look into and start. Keep the texts coming. I usually use my break to do this sort of thing, answering them. Louie will chip in as well, once I give him login credentials, and we'll help you out as well. Keep sending them into the text line. Keep tweeting them at us, because we'll be doing this all day for you, all throughout, right here on WGR.
Then you saw the players they signed in free agency. I mean, you know, say what you want. They didn't sign big names. They didn't pay big money, other than, say, paying the center, but they did come back and they get a lot of guys to come in, and that's encouraging. So let's say they make the playoffs with a 9-win season, and again, maybe not being a 9-win team, but there may not be a 5th or 6th 9-win team for talent, performance, or anything else in this AFC. It's just the way I think it is. I see a repeat of 2017.
Repeat of 2017. I'd like that, Mr. John Clayton, who was on with Shelton Bulldog earlier this past week on, was that Wednesday or Thursday? I think it was Thursday. This, however, though, is Breakfast with the Bills. Derek Kramer, Lou DiBiase. We're getting you ready for a 1 p.m. kickoff between the Buffalo Bills and the New York Giants, with John Murphy and Eric Wood calling the play-by-play from the Northwest Bank broadcast booth. Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Today's game presented by Independent Health, here to help you get and stay healthy. Louie, it's time to hit around the league in the world of fantasy football, and there's no better way to do that, though, without some of them bombs.
Love it.
There it is. And now we get it started here around the league. Well, Thursday night was kind of a dud for a lot of people, unless you had Greg Olsen or
Chris Godwin.
Big day. Pretty much. That's it. Those are the two. Otherwise, you might be hurting this weekend. It starts out here around the league. Arizona and Baltimore. The Cardinals looking for their first win or loss on the season against the Ravens, who flat out dominated a terrible Miami team. Lamar Jackson, QB1 again this week?
I think so, and I think he actually runs the football. Like, he's not going to throw for 5 touchdowns again, but I think that evens out with the rushing. He put the NFL on notice last week. I'm very excited about Lamar Jackson this week.
I would be as well there. And what to do about the running back situation, though, with the Ravens?
I mean, I think Mark Ingram's a must start. Outside of that, I don't really think you're playing anybody else in that backfield right now. But I think Mark Ingram's a great play against Arizona this week. On the other side, Kyler Murray.
I'm not sure on Kyler Murray here. I think that the Ravens' defense is a little
one of the best secondaries in the NFL.
Underrated portions here.
Yeah, I'm not buying Kyler this week. If you have a guy like Josh Allen instead, like I said earlier, go with Allen.
Yeah, that's same sentiments there. Moving on to the Bengals and the 49ers here. The 49ers already losing a lot of depth in the backfield, but that means good news for anyone that has Matt Breida on their team.
pure volume. Also, on the Bengals side, keep riding John Ross. I really like Ross.
Really? Okay.
As long as A.J. Green is out, I think he's going to produce. He was a top 10 pick for a reason. He's not going to have the blow-up game getting you 30 points like he did last week, but he's not going to be going up against Richard Sherman. He's going to be getting CB2 for San Francisco. I think John Ross, honestly, is a good play this week once again for two straight weeks. I'm going with him.
By the way, if you've got your fantasy questions, you can text them in. We'll catch up on them on rapid fire in the next segment. Detroit Chargers, 1 p.m. Phillip Rivers, I would say he's a go.
The Chargers are banged up, though, right now. Williams is going to be reduced to what, red zone work?
It looks like it. He's a true game time decision, according to Rapoport, though Schefter said he's likely to play and do a lot more in the red zone today. So he's going to be limited if he plays. So that for me means Mike Williams, I'm sitting him, but despite all those questions, Phillip Rivers is still playing for me.
Yeah, I think you're going to still
go
with Rivers.
The way the Lions collapsed against Kyler Murray in the fourth quarter. I'll tell you this, Phillip Rivers ain't Kyler Murray.
And he's not going to have the bad first three quarters. Kyler Murray was pretty much useless for the majority of that game. Keep riding Austin Eckler. TJ Hockenson's a good play this week as well. This is going to be an interesting game. I think there's going to be a good amount of offense still, despite the Chargers not having a lot of weapons.
All right, one of the bigger questions I'm getting is between the Vikings and the Packers, this matchup here. The Packers with some sneaky good defense against Mitch Trubisky and the Bears last week. Is that more of the Packers' defense, or is this an indictment on Mitch Trubisky? This is the game I think we try to find that out. Aaron Rodgers is a question mark after putting up a dud against the Bears. He goes up against another good defense and another rival. I'm kind of worried about Aaron Rodgers' start to the season.
I feel like you should have been more worried about Phillip Rivers than you are about Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know why. Just the way everything looked there the way Minnesota's defense
It was good. It destroyed, but at the same time,
I will say buyer beware if you're starting Aaron Rodgers today. Watch out for a potential blowback.
In fairness, too, much like Atlanta's offensive line allowed Minnesota to get after Matt Ryan, Green Bay's offensive line let Chicago get after Aaron Rodgers. So that is a good point. Aaron Jones, again, proceed with caution here. Jamal Williams going to dip into that production. Minnesota has one of the elite front sevens in this game. I'm buying Davante Adams against Xavier Rhodes, who is not the same corner he once was, and then keep riding Dalvin Cook. If he's healthy, to me, he's a top 10 back easily.
Yeah, this is one of those things where
hopefully we have a bounce back game from Stephon Diggs, too, but this Packers defense, you're right. Like, I think it's a little bit of both. Trubisky, but that Packers defense is really good.
They might not be terrible anymore.
Yeah, I think they're one of the top ones, to be honest.
All right. Gardner Minshew in Jacksonville on Houston, and he's got to already be one of the funniest dudes in the NFL starting at quarterback.
He topped
Minshew.
Fitzpatrick with his pregame look
that was
this morning,
coming off the airplane. That was baller stuff right there. But Houston, I mean, you're riding everything there, but the running back situation, Lamar Miller and Duke Johnson's probably your question mark. You're riding with Hopkins, you're riding with Watson, and then you might even be throwing Will Fuller into there in the flex, but the question is, what's the running game look like for Houston?
Yeah, Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson, I don't think they're going to be as efficient this week as they were against the Saints last week. The Jaguars are one of the best defenses in the league still, if you ask me. But I don't know if you're going with Hyde, to be honest. Duke Johnson, I would still play in a flex role because he's going to be involved in the receiving game. On the Jacksonville side, I am not buying D.D. Westbrook this week. If you have to decide between a guy like him or a John Ross, I'd prefer a guy like Ross. Westbrook got into the end zone last week with Minshew, but before you really kind of learn who this quarterback is, I'm avoiding D.D. Westbrook this week.
Quickest one we're going to go through here, the Patriots and the Dolphins. Just start any Patriot you've got in fantasy.
And sit Kenyon Drake because they're going to get blown out really quick.
Good Lord, that's going to be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Seattle, Pittsburgh.
It's a close game. It's going to be down to the wire, I think.
I don't know. I think Pittsburgh's defense that bad that they might keep themselves from winning it.
Start DK Metcalf.
Russell Wilson's a top-tier quarterback still. If you've got questions about that, you're doing it wrong.
Also, Tyler Lockett's going to have more than one reception last week. It was a 40-plus yard touchdown. He'll see more volume in his workload, so I'm buying the Seahawks offense. This is Chris Carson's backfield, too, so sorry, Rashad Penny owners, but I think that's the way it's going to continue.
Continuing on with the 1 p.m. games, Tennessee-Indianapolis. The Colts looking scrappy without Andrew Luck in there, and Jacoby Brissett is a decent guy, it looks like, to run this offense. Marlon Mack leading the league in rushing right now, by the way. But they go up against a stiff Tennessee defense, and I'm
underrated.
Thinking, honestly, I'm putting buyer beware on even your top-tier guy like T.Y. Hilton for this afternoon.
I agree with you. I think you still have to start T.Y. and Marlon Mack, but
It's a buyer beware situation.
This Titans defense, much like the Bills, has been very underrated the past few years. So, and then on the other side, I think you still wait a little bit on A.J. Brown. Let's see if this is a consistent thing with him.
Dallas, Washington. No Darius Geis in the backfield. Adrian Peterson goes from healthy scratch to starting running back. But what does he get? He gets a vaunted Dallas defense.
Yeah, I don't know how much I like Adrian Peterson this week. I like Terry McLaurin, though. I think he's the real deal at wide receiver for the Redskins. So
they're going to probably need to because Dallas might put this way early.
And a guy I like on Dallas' side, Randall Cobb in the slot. Fabian Moreau, Washington's slot corner, is still out. So Randall Cobb's going to have a good matchup in the slot here, especially in PPR leagues. I think him and Gallup might continue to produce next to Amari Cooper.
All right, keeping things moving, Oakland, Kansas City. I'm liking a lot of this matchup. Josh Jacobs is one of your favorite players.
Yes,
he looks
is.
Like a solid start here. Kansas City's defense not really known for being vaunted. Oakland looked pretty decent against a perceived good Denver defense. I think a lot of fantasy plays are safe here. Like, you know, you've got
Tyrell Williams.
Tyrell Williams is absolutely a guy you should play. Kansas City's defense is not good. I mean, Gardner Minshew came in and missed three passes.
Why am I drawing a blank on the Raiders tight end from last week?
Because I am too, but it's Waller.
Yeah, Waller. I think he's a good play. Josh Jacobs is just pure volume, and he made the most of it despite the offensive line not having their two starting guards last week. So I think the Raiders are a good play on offense. The guy I'm really buying on the Chiefs side, Mecole Hardman.
Hardman?
Yeah.
Let's ask a tough question then. Hardman or Watkins, which one are you more bullish on?
I think Mecole Hardman's going to have the bigger day today, to be honest with you.
I'm going with Sammy there. I think that he proved that he can probably get that kind of volume. He's done this wide receiver one thing before. So
Cortland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders had big days against the Raiders last week, so I think they both could have good production.
All right. We move to the 425 starts. Chicago and Denver. Oh, boy. You're not looking at a lot of offensive upside
here.
I'm
selling Troops again. I'm not starting Mitchell Trubisky. That Broncos defense, though, did not get to the quarterback. So Allen Robinson might have another big day.
Allen Robinson might have another solid day. But
I'm still proceeding with caution with David Montgomery, by the way. Until they stop using Mike Davis 13 times a game. Which I think for the first couple weeks of the season.
You were very mad about that.
Yeah, because David Montgomery was so efficient with his touches, but still proceed with caution. If you have like Devin Singletary instead, use him.
Yeah, and Denver players, I'm pretty much avoiding them right now until Joe Flacco offense can prove something to me.
Especially with that Bears defense as elite.
That includes Philip Lindsay. I'm probably sitting him today. Saints, Rams, just all forces go.
Just
put
do
them
it.
All
it's going to be
in.
A bloodbath. I love it.
You've got Bob Woods, put him in. You've got anyone, got anyone, put him in there. Like,
yeah, I agree.
This is Malcolm Brown is an interesting factor in this, though. Daryl Henderson owners thought maybe the rookie would get those touches. Not true. Malcolm Brown showing up as RB2 for the Rams and might even be a solid flex play here today.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but he appears to be the guy over Henderson, which comes as a surprise considering Henderson was a pretty high pick.
It's two teams that like to score a lot of points, so I think that's
hopefully
how that
Jared
one goes.
Cook is a bounce back game.
And
too.
Then we go to tonight's game.
That's right. And tonight's game on WGR Sports Radio 550, it's the Eagles at the Falcons at 8 p.m. Sunday Night Football on WGR is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case and by Armor Heat. Do it right the first time.
You mentioned that Devontae Freeman is not a good stay for in the lineups here for you.
I don't like Devonta Freeman, but I do love me some Julio Jones this week.
I mean,
he has
of
had
course,
five
it's Julio Jones.
Right, but he's had five straight 100-yard games against the Eagles.
All right,
in
then.
Five straight years. On the other side, I buy Carson Wentz. I love me some Miles Sanders this week for sure. He led the team in carries and snaps last week, and I think he continues that. He got a touchdown called back last week, too, so he should have had a bigger day.
Moving in, last game. Cleveland, New York, in a game that...
Start Trevor Siemian. No.
I mean, that would be pretty Browns-like to not be able to stop Trevor Siemian. Browns players, though, I'm thinking a lot of them are safe in this regard. I mean, you saw New York kind of get a little leaky in the run game with more springy players. Nick Chubb might struggle a little bit here.
I think it's a big bounce-back game for Cleveland, especially to Quinnen Williams and C.J. Mosley are not going to be playing for that Jets defense. Two of their core pieces up the middle. So I think Cleveland's got a big day coming. So I think you should be comfortable starting pretty much everyone on Cleveland's offense.
Be sure to catch Sal Capaccio all season long as he takes you behind the scenes on Bills game day with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page, brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Coming back, rapid fire your text questions. We answer them live. Coming up next here on Breakfast with the Bills Fantasy Style on WGR.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Breakfast with the Bills, fantasy style. Derek Kramer, Louis DiBiase, rapid fire coming up. First, weather in East Rutherford.
In East Rutherford, it's going to be at 1 o'clock, 79 degrees, 0% chance of rain, and that's going to be continuing throughout the game up until 4 o'clock. 79 to 81 is your highs in the weather. In East Rutherford is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to bring it back, boys.
Rapid fire.
Thanks, Joe.
Let's do this.
Here we go. Rapid fire here on Breakfast with the Bills, fantasy style. Let's get it started here. A lot of John Brown questions, and I've got one that hits home for you. John Brown or DeSean Jackson at the wide receiver two? I'm going Brown.
I'm
going to
go John Brown too. I think he has another big day for two straight weeks.
Ty Williams or John Brown? I'm going Brown.
I'm sticking with Brown too.
What can Brown do for you? Catch touchdowns and passes. That's
right.
What he can
big
do.
Big time yards too.
Hyde or Mixon at the running back spot?
Mixon. Yeah. Easy.
All right. Flex one here. I know this one's going to be one that you like.
Okay.
Breida, Beasley, or Mecole Hardman?
Mecole Hardman.
I'm thinking the same thing, though Breida's probably my second bet there. Here we go. Two of these three, Michelle, Breida, John Brown. I'm going with Michelle and Brown.
I will go with Michelle and Breida. I like both just based on pure volume, too, yeah.
That would depend on PPR there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Aaron Jones or Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon. Not all buying right. Aaron Jones this week.
You can only start one of these four. I'd love to be in the position you are, bud. John Ross, Stephon Diggs, Hollywood Brown, or Tyrell Williams?
Ooh. Who was the first guy?
John Ross. I'm thinking probably Tyrell Williams here for me.
Okay.
All right. A lot of questions on John Ross here. Ross, Metcalf, or Hardman?
I'm going with Hardman. I think he has a really big day for Kansas City.
I'm going DK here. Okay. I like me some DK Metcalf.
All great choices here.
All great choices there. You got who y'all playing?
Yeah, right?
Allen Robinson or Tyrell Williams?
Allen Robinson.
I'm going with Tyrell Williams. I like the volume there. I think it's going to be the thing there.
I think Robinson has a big year like he did in Jacksonville not that long ago.
Calvin Ridley or Kenny Golladay? I'm going Ridley.
Ooh, I'll go Kenny Golladay.
All right, and then let's see here. Gurley, Michelle, Jacobs, 2 of 3. I'm probably going with, I might go Michelle and Jacobs,
I'm going Gurley and Jacobs.
Sony Michelle's playing Miami, man. I can't pass that matchup up.
Gurley was so efficient last week with limited touches, and I think you'll see more against the Saints because it's going to be a big game.
DK Metcalf or Marquise Brown? You already know my answer. This is a DK Metcalf fan account.
I am also going with Metcalf here.
All right, and then finally, let's see, Michael Gallup or John Ross?
I'm going Gallup. I think both are going to have big games.
I'm going Gallup.
I'll go Gallup too. I agree.
All right, there it is. Booyah, we did it. Rapid fire for you. Keep coming at them with the tweets that are questions. Hit us up with questions on Twitter at DerekKramer49 and at DiBiaseLOE. This is the first episode of Breakfast with the Bills Fantasy Style, and we're going to do something since we managed to buy ourselves some time here, Louie. Mm-hmm. We got the last minute or so. We're going to go ahead and dedicate this to the Bills and Giants game here. But before that, real quick, we make our picks. WGR Sports Radio 550 and Bryland Behavioral Health System are teaming up to tackle depression. To learn more, call 886-8200 or go to Bryland.com. With help, there is hope. Louie, the Bills and Giants, like I said earlier today, I'm not locking in a blowout win for the Bills, but I do have Buffalo taking this one. I'm going to go with 27-13. And the Bills will score a touchdown later to kind of just calm everyone down.
I'll go 28-10, but I think the Bills are in control the entire game. I just don't know anything on the field that the Giants would do outside of Saquon Barkley just having a massive game, and I still don't think that'll be enough for the Giants to hang in this one.
Yeah.
They just don't have enough on defense, and with Eli Manning at quarterback still, I don't think they're going to hang in here. I think Josh Allen's going to have a big day, a big one. I think the Bills' offense has a blow-up game here.
All right. One more question before we go, I guess. We've got some late coming in, so better late than never.
Keep it coming.
D.D. Westbrook or McLaurin, and I'm going McLaurin.
Hands down. I really don't like D.D. Westbrook. I was a really big fan of him heading into the season, but without Nick Foles, he's got to get into the end zone today or else I don't think he's a start.
All right. Well, there it is. Thank you very much for listening to Breakfast with the Bills, Fantasy Style. Derek Kramer, Louis DiBiase. By the way, I'm playing Michelle over Singletary. That's the last question coming in there. Shutting it down on the air. Shutting it down on the air with questions. Thanks for listening. Derek Kramer, Lou DiBiase will be back next week with that. But guess what? You've got more Bills pregame coming up next. Bills game day, starting with Jeremy White and Nate Geary. And we're taking you all the way through. Bills Giants, 1 p.m. today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.